As cities like Rochester have expanded addiction treatment resources in response to a surging death toll from opioids, some rural communities in western New York worry they're getting left behind. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has this story.
There's construction underway, and it's also really windy at Flacra's Main Street facility in Clifton Springs, about 30 miles southeast of Rochester. Flacra stands for Finger Lakes Area Counseling and Recovery Agency. It's the biggest, and in some cases, the only place to get treatment for opioid use disorders in a five-county region of rural New York. And it's expanding. But as the organization's executive director, Marty Teller, is quick to point out, they're playing catch-up.
What you're really seeing is the epidemic is rising, and there's a panic on our part about that point.
Teller says even in the organization's own ranks, they felt the effects of the epidemic.
Two of our own staff in the last year have died from an overdose of opioids.
Teller says Flacra makes a point to employ people who are in long-term recovery from opioid addiction, and that means relapse is always a risk. But he says it also means that his staff can build personal connections with people who are in active addiction. Those staff members are called peer advocates. One is Kate Gates.
So I go to their homes or residences. Sometimes I'm meeting with them in a hotel, in emergency housing. Sometimes I meet them in the library, kind of all over.
Gates says one of the biggest barriers for getting treatment to people outside of cities is transportation.
If you're more spread out in a rural area, you know, it's a lot harder. You know, if you have no support, it's a lot harder to get to those treatment centers or to get to the local clinic or, you know, make those appointments.
But Gates' job is to overcome those barriers to meet people. As Teller, the director, says,
we want to be there with you wherever the heck you are.
The thing is, there are a lot of wherever you are around rural western New York and the Finger Lakes, and many of them don't have access to the highest levels of care for opioid addiction and treatment. Diane Johnston is the Director of Community Services for Ontario County. She oversees addiction treatment programs there.
We have over 200 individuals waiting for their various intensive residential kind of programs.
Michelle Ineskowitz has that same position in Livingston County, just west of Ontario, but about an hour's drive away.
You have no choice. If you're willing to go to detox, if you're willing to get methadone treatment, if you're willing to go to a residential placement or inpatient placement, as of right now, you cannot get any of those things in Livingston County.
In fact, the state agency that oversees addiction treatment says almost half of New York's counties, 30 out of 62, don't have any state-approved programs for medically supervised detox. Many addiction treatment experts say those programs aren't for everyone, but they're most appropriate for people with the most severe addictions. The result of all this? People are dying. Ineskowitz, Johnston, and everyone I talked to at Flacra said in any town in rural western New York, I'd find people whose lives have been upturned by the epidemic. So I decided to check it out. After I left Ineskowitz's office, I headed up the road a bit into downtown Geneseo. First place I stopped in was a restaurant on Main Street. I met Teresa, who was behind the counter. Yeah, she said, people who've died of opioid overdoses come to mind right away.
Customers of mine have passed. Friends have passed. And I knew them and their families. I have teenage daughters, and they talk about it as well.
Teresa says a lot of people are talking about opioids and their death toll around town. All the treatment providers I talk to say they've heard those conversations too, and they want to be sure that recovery is also part of the discussion. They say addiction is treatable, but they worry that in New York, some of the most effective treatments are far away from the people who need them most. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.